Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 85 for Friday, October 2nd. I'm Phil Franz Warkenton. Ice Futures Canada canola contracts were holding on to small gains Friday morning, correcting from earlier losses and choppy activity. Canola is up $1 to $3 now, the November contract up $2.70 at $473.90 per ton. Follow-through speculative selling after yesterday's turn lower contributed to some overnight declines in canola, with the nearby chart signals looking bearish as the November contract tried and failed for five straight days to break above resistance. However, those losses this morning proved overdone, and canola has since turned higher to post small gains, but could still be considered range-bound overall. StatsCan released updated production estimates this morning, pegging this year's canola crop at 14.3 million tons. That was right in line with trade guesses, but most market participants are still anticipating further upward revisions in subsequent reports. Milling wheat, durum, and barley are all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are higher, recovering from earlier losses. A disappointing U.S. jobs report out this morning put early pressure on the ag markets, amid ideas a slowdown in the U.S. economy would cut into demand for grains and oilseeds as well. However, short covering at the lows helped values turn back up as traders position themselves ahead of the weekend. Soybeans, they're up 1 to 3 cents, the November contract up 2 at $8.79 per bushel. Follow-through selling after yesterday's turn lower contributed to early losses, while the advancing harvest and generally improving yield prospects were also bearish. However, the declines are looking overdone as far as beans are concerned. While export demand remains strong and weakness in the U.S. dollar today could bring in some more international buying. Corn, it's down a penny to up a penny, the December contract a half cent higher at $3.89 per bushel. Favorable harvest weather did keep corn under pressure, but short covering at the lows provided support and corn held steady overall. Wheat, it's up 2 to 3 cents, the December contract in Chicago up 3 at $5.21 per bushel. Concerns over planting delays for the U.S. winter wheat crop, together with mounting dryness worries in Australia and the Black Sea region, helped wheat see some follow-through buying on its recent rally. However, ample competition in the global export market did remain a limiting factor. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday morning, October 2nd. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Franz Warkenton.